everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. 42 days, count them, until Election Day, November 8th, my friends. It is coming quickly, and it is going to be a sprint to the finish. We've got a lot on the latest polling in the critical races. What indicators are we seeing? Some very encouraging signs for the GOP. Let's just hope they can focus in, not get distracted by nonsense. And always remember, you got to leave a little room for Democrat shenanigans in the last few weeks here, too. Democrat malarkey all over the place. Joe Biden talking about the economy. Clay and I will give you our sense of everyone that I know and talk to about what they're doing with their money. It's, you know, stuff it in the mattress time for a lot of people, right?
It's a scary time right now, I think, for a lot.
Yeah. I mean, people I know are pulling money. Anything that's super risky, or not even super risky, just anything that they feel like, you know, could really get hit even more. So there's a real sense, and with the housing market heading into some very rough waters, things are going to be tough. Joe Biden's telling everybody, though, things are great. There was an FBI raid of a pro-life activist house over the weekend in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that got a lot of attention. Mark Houck, who is the founder and president of the King's Men, a lot of folks looking at this and saying, why was a father and pro-life activist woken up by effectively a Justice Department SWAT raid in the morning over the weekend? When you hear the story, you're going to realize DOJ is absolutely politicized, especially on any issues having to do with abortion the last weeks here of the election. Plus, a very interesting, speaking of elections, Clay, do you see what's going on in Italy?
Yeah.
Where it's fascinating because I had no idea that God, family, and country in Italian translates to evil fascist who is just like Mussolini. Hold on a second. I didn't know. So you have the first female prime minister of Italy. Prime minister, right? Not president.
That's right.
And that's always a tough one for us Americans. We're like prime minister, president. Who's the important one? Giorgia Meloni has become Italy's new prime minister. And look, we don't spend a ton of time in foreign politics here. Every country's got their own specifics. But people do see, at this point in time, some clear comparisons, some similarities, Clay, I think, between an Italy that has a tremendous amount of illegal immigration. Theirs comes particularly from North Africa. An Italy that is increasingly feeling like it's corporatist and run. I mean, this is from Meloni's speech. She says, we're effectively all treated like we're just consumers with no family, no God, and no future other than to consume and to do what the corporates tell us to do. People see this, they're saying, hey, first of all, not a lot of glass ceiling shattering for the first female prime minister when you look at what's going on here and the way they cover it in this country. Clay, people want to be a part of something more than just buy what we tell you to buy, get the shots we tell you to get, and shut your mouth.
I think this is also a part of a tremendous global repudiation of the leadership that many of our countries dealt with during COVID. And you'll remember that Italy was one of the most draconian COVID-restricting countries out there. And I really do believe that there is a desperate yearning for a new breath of freedom all around the world. And that the people who are in control, the so-called experts and elites, what I would just say is Dr. Fauci is a perfect stand-in of that community, are overwhelmingly being rejected right now across the country, Buck. Just as an example, I don't know if you saw this from Alex Berenson, but I thought it jumped out to me about, we've talked about the parents rejecting the COVID shots for their kids and even how some of the media is having to start to cover it. But also, even the people who were all in on the boosters, just 2%, this is from Berenson this morning, Buck, 2% of young kids are fully COVID vaccinated. That means 98% of kids, young kids, these are kids 6 months to 5 years old, parents are saying no. 49 out of 50 are saying no. I mean, that's an overwhelming number. And only 2% of eligible adults are getting the new COVID booster so far. Now, I know there's a lot of people probably out there listening to us right now, Buck, who maybe trusted the government and got that first couple of shots. Maybe you even got your first booster. What we're seeing, I think, is while people might not be saying it publicly, they're voting with their feet and they are rejecting this Biden, Fauci sort of collective grasp on all of their freedoms. And I think as we sit here, what are we, 43 days officially out? I think tomorrow will be 6 weeks until the midterm. The rising tide is coming. I am feeling the beginnings of a substantial red wave.
Right. I'm optimistic, but in a way where we have to keep pushing because, as we've said along, you must run up the scoreboard. Close run victory here, not good enough. It has to be an absolute butt kicking. And on the point, it's an excellent one, by the way, about what Italy went completely insane during COVID.
Yes.
As a country. Went completely
and they,
nuts.
Constantly, almost, you remember this, Buck, everybody said, oh, United States is going to be the next Italy. You remember this when you wouldn't say anything.
Italy was the country where we saw what was going on, particularly in northern Italy, and everybody was thinking, oh my gosh, this is the modern plague. This is going to be like the 1918 influenza pandemic, all of that, right? It really started with those images out of northern Italy, and then Italy went to extremes, almost Australia level. The only thing is Italy's not an island, right? So it wasn't able to isolate itself quite the same way. But I'm reminded here, whether it's Maloney or so many other people who are now coming forward to talk about globalism, corporatists, we got a real taste of what is global government during the pandemic. I think it more than at any other time, probably ever, I mean, certainly in living memory, where there was this collaboration of corporations, governments, and the global medical elites, who, by the way, abject failures.
Yes.
failures. Not just Fauci, all the people who went along with Fauci, all of it. They told everybody what to do. They made everybody and used the force of the state to do it. They enriched the pharma companies that were making these shots that were now we see almost worthless. I mean, they've turned certainly to this point to be almost worthless at this phase. And yes, there should be a reckoning. I mean, remember that the quote from Patton? You love Patton, right? One of the great,
love him.
One of the great wartime movies or war movies of all time. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee and he asks you, what did he do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled stuff in Louisiana, you know? Meaning it was it's a real moment, right? It was a real call-up moment. The COVID pandemic for government, for the elites, for corporations was a moment in history that everybody should remember and should remember for decades to come because it showed you how far down the pathway of tyranny we can be taken by people who claim to be experts and have nothing but the best intentions. And where were people like Maloney? I'll say this. Meloni of Italy, big opponent of lockdowns, big opponent of mandatory vaccinations. She was right on those issues, and the Italian people rewarded her. I think there should be a parallel in this country on those issues.
I agree with you, and I also don't think we can underrate, to your point, the patent analogy is a great one. There are a lot of people who desperately want to believe that they were on the right side of history for COVID, and they ended up being on the wrong side of history. They want to live in these crucible moments in time that matter so much so they can Instagram their existence into, you know, putting up a Ukraine flag or putting themselves up with a picture of the mask. I mean, all of these things are about social sort of platforming of yourself, the virtue signaling, and they got it all wrong. And I'm writing, you know, on my new book now, Buck, because I'm a history nerd like you are. I was a history major in college. And one of the biggest fallacies has been out there for the entire Trump era is this concept of right and wrong side of history. Because increasingly, as you break it down, the left is wrong on everything about their historical resonance. And I mean, just think about this for a minute. All these people who told you, hey, you have to go get the COVID shot. Hey, you have to go lock yourself in your house. Hey, your kids can't be in school. They're now wrong on everything. And I'm genuinely curious because they're basically pretending that the COVID shot still works. But the numbers out there reflect that even the people who are saying it publicly, Buck, when 98% of parents are not getting the COVID shot for their kids, look, it ain't 98% of Republicans out there, right? I mean, we're not winning elections 98-2.
There are millions of people now. Now I understand they're libs, and they think they're really smart, but there are millions of people, including parents, unfortunately, who not only masked up their own children, but demanded that other children be masked, not only made their own children get shots they didn't need, but demanded that other children get shots.
That's right.
That supported the politicians and the policies that did all this stuff. When it comes to kids, we got on with COVID, the apparatus got everything wrong. They got literally not a single thing right when it came to kids. And that's why, I mean, I do think people have been pointing out, because I keep saying, you know, in the economy, which is inflation too, right? I mean, inflation's the biggest driver of the pain we're seeing. But the economy, immigration, crime, people keep saying schools.
Yeah.
And they throw that in at the end. And I say, you know what? There's some real resonance there because the destruction of children's futures that occurred because of the learning loss and the kids, especially the kids with speech impediments. And I keep saying, and I had a speech impediment as a kid. That's really hard on your psychology. You're trying to communicate with your peers and with adults and people make fun of you. Really harmful to them to have to be masked up and have other people be masked during the pandemic. It's not like there was a trade-off made, Clay. That was one of the fundamental lies about this. Okay, fine, there's some downside, but there's so much upside, we're willing to do it. It was all downside. And that's the part that I think even a lot of parents who went along with this stuff, they just psychologically can't handle that right now.
But a lot of those people, I think, Buck, are listening to us. I think they found, a lot of them did, found us during COVID, and they're like, oh, these guys are not, again, that's why I like the tagline that we use, sanity in a time of insanity. When 98% of parents of young children are not getting them in double COVID shots, and when only around 2% of people that might have even already gotten 3 or 4 shots are finally saying, yeah, I'm not willing to go get the fourth shot, they're not saying publicly what their actions are reflecting, but I do think they are responsive when you make those arguments. And I think we have to say, Buck, look, we welcome you. If you initially bought in, and you thought, hey, I should go get these double COVID shots. Hey, I should get a booster. I'm going to trust my government. And now you're looking at the data and you're starting to recognize that you were sold a bill of goods. Open up your eyes on other issues, too, because it's not just COVID.
Look, the one part of this where I'll say I got it wrong. I knew masks were bullcrap essentially day one. Like, I knew this was a total joke all along. Lockdowns, senseless, crazy. We're all just going to eventually get to herd immunity. The only place where I have to go back and say, oh, I got that one a little wrong. I thought the first round of vaccination would be more effective than it ended up being for those
did.
At risk. I was like, look, they're telling us 95% effective. They can't be. I know they're wrong a lot, but they can't be that wrong. And they were.
You and I were texting and talking about this privately before we even said it on the radio, because we were like, if you start to look at this data, and I remember you saying, like, they can't be this wrong, right?
Yes,
like, they can't
that's what
have
I kept
just
saying.
Totally,
like, they can't
I mean,
be
in your head, I mean, I think
off.
That's rational.
And they were.
I think that's rational. I think that's a lot of people listening to us right now who bought in initially. Look, we're going to try to be honest with you. We're not going to get everything right. But again, last year when we were having Alex Berenson on, I was like, man, I trust that he's right. But I was like, man, this is kind of controversial stuff to be saying that the COVID shots are not going to work, because at the time we were being told they were a medical miracle and they were going to end COVID forever.
And there's something about, and this goes to what we saw, I think, with the rise of Giorgia Meloni in Italy. Also, by the way, Sweden just elected a, I hate that it was just from far right. I mean, do they mean
rational,
right?
You know, reasonable?
Like, what does that really mean, right?
Yeah.
Anytime you have a group that is elected in Europe by an entire very sophisticated, you know, highly literate country, or by a plurality or majority, whatever it may be, and the media says they're a fascist, you should start asking questions. Like, are they really fascist? Is that really true? Because
I mean, Buck, USA Today called me a right-wing extremist. A right-wing extremist.
Clay, I'm still jealous, all right? We need to stop. It's unfair. I've yet, you know, you Google me, I think it just says right-wing. I don't get the extremist tag. But I'm working on it. We got more on this, and including on the economy. By the way, do you see the Professor Jeremy Siegel of the Wharton School of Business? He is a monetary policy nerd, and I say that with respectfully. You see, he's just flipping out. He's like, does everyone understand what's really going on here? Which is that the entity that got everything wrong for political reasons is now saying we're going to get everything right.
It's scary. And also our boy Fetterman, did you see he tried to talk about sports and he can't even talk about sports? Did you see this audio?
Oh my God. We'll get to all. We got a lot, folks. It's Monday. You know where we stacked on Monday. The federal government, we're just talking about it, likes spending money they don't have. And that reckless spending has been driving up the cost of everything. It's not right. But you and I already know that. You need to do things about it, though, right? Lower your monthly expenses. That's a great thing to do right now. I know so many people who are cutting back. One of the things you can do to just have extra cash at the end of every month, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk like I did. Pure Talk operates on America's most reliable 5G network. You are not sacrificing coverage, but you are saving money every single month. Just look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I know how much you pay because I used to be with one of them too. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real savings that you can go to use to cover groceries, gas, whatever you need. Pure Talk has never raised rates. Take action today. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck. You'll save 50% off your first month. Just dial #250. Say Clay and Buck. You'll be connected to Pure Talk's customer service team and you'll switch. It's so easy. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. You would think the one thing that John Fetterman could get right is that there are two NFL teams in the state of Pennsylvania. But John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Senate candidate against Dr. Oz, is so broken, not only in his views, but frankly in his health, that even when he tried to go with the easy rally-inducing, cheer-inducing Eagles-Steelers comparison, Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers, for those of you out there, big, powerful, popular franchises in the state of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman at a rally tried to say which one was better. Didn't go well. Listen.
The Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
I mean, I could do better sports analysis than John Fetterman. That's what I just learned today.
The Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. I keep waiting, Buck, for like the Washington Post fact checkers to say, well, actually, he was comparing the band, the Eagles, to the football team, the Eagles. Anyone knows that. He wasn't trying to compare. He was trying to, honestly, compare the Steelers and the Eagles, who I believe have a game coming up next month against each other, which will be a battle for Pennsylvania. But it sounds funny. Well, like, you know, that's not
perhaps
very serious.
He's an ornithologist, and he was just celebrating the grandiosity of the raptor that is the American bald eagle.
I also love the crowd reaction there, Buck, because people expect that he's going to be able to deliver a line comparing the two. And he can't even manage to do that because, unfortunately, he's so unhealthy. Number one job of a senator, debate, discuss, he can't do either. And that was before we even had to break down the fact that he's the most disastrous statewide candidate nominated by either party in this particular election cycle. Past couple of years been rough going for any business owner. You've earned a break if you made it through all of this. If your business has five or more employees and made it through COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. They're tax attorneys, specialists, little-known payroll tax refund program. They'll do all the work. No charges up front. Just share a percentage of the cash they get back with you. Businesses of all types can qualify. PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Team has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They'll hook you up as well. Just go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
It's fascinating what laws the DOJ decides to enforce and what laws it doesn't. I just put that out there, and automatically you'll probably think, well, hold on a second. Immigration law, is it legal to be an illegal in this country? Well, what they do is they nullify the laws by, under the Biden regime, not actually enforcing them. So the laws are still on the books, but people don't actually get deported. So is it really even a law anymore? That's one that's violated millions and millions of times across the country. And the American people are, by solid majority, not on board with this. That's why the Democrats don't like people paying attention to what's going on at our lawless southern border. Another one that Clay and I remember talking about in detail here on the show. You can't actually gather outside the homes of a Supreme Court justice and threaten them. There's a federal law against that. And it's not hard to know if people are breaking that federal law because mobs gathered at the private residence of a Supreme Court justice
is clearly meant to obstruct and interfere with the judicial process. But that went on for days and days after the leak. Did we ever find out who leaked that, by the way? I don't think we ever will.
No, of course not.
And if we do, that'll just be that person gets a bigger book deal from the latest, you know, lib publishing company. But the law against intimidation of justices, Clay, was completely unenforced, and they never explained why. All of those people were breaking the law, but it was super important that you could abort a baby for all 9 months of a pregnancy to those people. So Merrick Garland's DOJ did nothing. Did nothing. I mean, they added, after there was an attempt on Kavanaugh's life, a few extra police on the streets to make sure that, you know, they wouldn't have to deal with that one. I bring all this up because over the weekend something happened to show you what the priorities of this Department of Justice really are. A Catholic pro-life activist named Mark Houck was arrested at his Pennsylvania home, rural Pennsylvania, over the weekend. The FBI has confirmed about 20 FBI, or I should say a source at the FBI, about 20 agents showed up early in the morning, banging on the door. They apparently had long guns. They handcuffed Mark Houck. They actually had a belly chain attached to the handcuff, so he was sort of really, in case he was some risk to them. You might be wondering, what did this pro-life activist do? Oh, he was arrested by the FBI over something called the FACE Act, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. And it has to do with a dispute involving a 72-year-old man identified as BL outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic on October 13th, 2021. Words were exchanged between Houck and this BL, that's, they just give the initials, man, because BL apparently shouted profane things at the son of Houck. There was a shove. There was no serious injury to anyone. This was adjudicated in the courts already. Nothing happened as a result of it. But now Houck had the FBI show up at his home. He faces, under the FACE Act, which is a special law that the left passed, that if you do anything, if you even stand in the way of somebody trying to get into an abortion clinic, it is a matter of federal law. He faces up to 11 years in prison and fines of up to $350,000. Clay, they had the time to do this, but they don't have the time to investigate Hunter and his dealings. They have the time to do this, but not to track down the months and months of BLM rioters of 2020. Or even, did you see this weekend, the Wawa in Philadelphia? No time for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, look, what's going on here is there is a desperate and calculated attempt to make two things the number one stories in the midterm. Donald Trump, and I will say this, it's amazing to me how quickly that Letitia James lawsuit vanished. Remember we talked about it, I said, hey, it's a civil lawsuit. It's total BS because, and this is me being a lawyer, who was defrauded here? All of the banks, which if you ever try to get a loan, the idea that they're giving out tens of millions of dollars in loans without doing an amazing amount of due diligence is just not true. But the loans were paid back. So I don't understand how you can commit fraud when the banks that loan the money make back all of their initial investment loan.
It is true victimless crime. There is no victim here.
That's not even a crime because the banks were paid back. I guess you can argue that the banks would have made more money in loans, but are you really arguing that the banks are the victim here, that they didn't do good enough diligence?
They didn't bring the complaint. Letitia James is complaining on behalf of the largest and most sophisticated financial institutions on the planet that in their dealings with Donald Trump, she thinks that Trump was too smart for them, basically.
Yes.
That's what she's doing, and it's a joke.
And they made money on them, which is why all of this, as soon as we talked about it, he said it's civil. This is a total BS suit, but it vanished. Because I think most people are recognizing, as we sit here 43 days out from the midterm, Trump's not on the ballot. And by the way, if you do believe Trump is on the ballot and you're a Republican, go out and vote. Trump's not on the ballot himself directly, but if you believe that Democrats are overreaching for Department of Justice purposes, you should go out and vote for all Republican candidates to try to create a check on the raw, unrestrained power of the Biden administration. But they're trying to put Trump on the ballot, and they're trying to put abortion on the ballot. The interesting thing about abortion, we'll come back, I'll break this down a little bit more, but the interesting thing about abortion, Buck, is but for the idiocy of Lindsey Graham, which I'm going to tee off on in this next segment, I mean, the guy's an imbecile right now with what he's trying to do. This is not really on the ballot, Buck, because if you are desperately committed to your state and you care a tremendous amount about what the law is in your state, you can go vote for state legislators, for representatives, for senators in your individual state. But by and large, all Roe v. Wade did, and I think more and more people are recognizing this, is shift the battleground from the courts to the individual state legislatures. Governors can make these choices, and your representatives on a state level. It's not a federal issue anymore. And so they're desperate, Buck, to make it two things, Trump and abortion, and I think they're failing, which is why they're getting more and more aggressive in trying to put this story front and center.
Right. Well, this is showing the left-wing base and the NARAL, pro-choice America, Planned Parenthood donor class that Merrick Garland's DOJ, even without any constitutional backing for abortion whatsoever now, overturned, not a constitutional right, deal with it, libs, Merrick Garland's DOJ has their back. At a time when we have, Clay, what is it now, 40% national increase in homicides, 30-35% maybe?
Yes, since
something
Biden came
like,
into
I think 30-35% might be the actual number, but massive increase in national homicides since 2019. At a time when we're finding out that there are police jurisdictions that they could use federal help, by the way. I worked for something that was effectively a fusion center in New York. We had FBI, DEA, NYPD all together. And a lot of times, local, state, and federal law enforcement work hand in hand. We have a massive violent crime problem out of control across the country. But Merrick Garland's FBI has the time to go arrest a pro-life activist for a shove without injury 2 years or whatever, 18 months ago.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. But this is all politics. What Letitia James did with the Trump, you know, whatever we call that, civil suit, this is Merrick Garland doing it at the DOJ, which is even scarier.
No doubt. And again, to your point, I believe you said this happened in October of 2021.
Yes.
It's now been almost a year. And the idea that you need to arrest a father of seven with 20 armed FBI agents, it's all a show. It's designed to create this storyline. And again, I think you just have to be smart enough to recognize out there, this is an inflation economy election. This is a border election. This is a crime election. And this is a failure to handle your kids and school election. It ain't an abortion election. And it certainly isn't a referendum
on Donald
Trump.
This law is nonsense, by the way. The notion there should be elevated protections for people in essentially a largely verbal altercation outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. This is not the federal judiciary. There don't need to be enhanced protections. Sorry, libs, you don't have a constitutional right anymore to this. That's a whole other part of this, too. A lot of these laws need to be rolled back and need to be challenged in the courts. But, I mean, Clay, 11 years for a shove without injury? I mean, if the guy hits his head and he's in a coma, fine. But he got up and he was fine. The whole thing is crazy.
I mean, we know that a first-degree murderer in Memphis, to use as an example, that ended up going on a shooting spree all over the city. What did he get? 3 years for attempted first-degree murder?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Remember? I mean, and then he goes out and kills, you know, four or five people.
This is libs with their law and order. That's how libs do it, friends. All right, switching to something really positive. Yesterday in New York City, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation had an amazing event, their annual 5K run and walk. You had 30,000 people retracing the steps of firefighter Steven Siller. On the morning of 9/11, he had just finished his shift and was on his way to play golf with his brothers when he got word over his scanner that a plane had hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He called his wife, Sally, asked her to tell his brothers he'd catch up with them later. He drove to the entrance of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which was closed, and ran through it wearing 60 pounds of gear as others ran the other way. He never came back. His older brother Frank, who we've had on the show many times, founded Tunnel to Towers in his memory, and it raises money for the families of fallen first responders and their families. And yesterday's event was a huge success, raising so much money for this incredibly worthy cause. I actually sponsored my friend Raheem Kassam. He was running in this one. He raised over $13,000. Well done, Raheem. Clay and I also just donate, as a matter of course, $11 every month, and you can too. This is such an important cause. We have a debt of honor to these heroes and their families. Go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org to learn more. Words alone can't describe this annual 5K run walk event. So Raheem and producer Ali, by the way, was also there. Do you want to tell us what your time was? It's very fast, very speedy. She took photos and video. We posted it all up at clayandbuck.com. A great event for a really worthy, fantastic cause. A lot of money raised. T2T.org, friends. Get involved. Go do one of these runs or run slash walk when you can, or just donate right now, or both. T2T.org. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
We're proud supporters of those who serve our country and our local communities. That includes our military, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency medical professionals, and other government service personnel. There's an American company whose entire mission is built around serving these individuals, GovX.com.
If you've served our country in one of these ways, go to GovX.com and join the community today. It's fast, easy, and totally free. GovX members get access to unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands that want to honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel.
GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need on or off duty. A portion of every order goes towards nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX.
Visit GovX.com and use code CLAY in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck, I was reading over the weekend. There was an interesting article that said one reason why Democrats have been losing ground as the midterms move closer: all of the attention on the Queen, which I thought was kind of an intriguing discussion. And in particular, the article was saying, hey, Lindsey Graham introduced a bill that was going to make abortion a big focal point of the midterms, which I think was really, really dumb by Lindsey Graham. I think next level strategic idiocy by Lindsey Graham, because that's exactly what Democrats want to focus on instead of the border, crime, inflation, the economy, and their failures on COVID and school policy in particular. And yet it didn't really catch any kind of substantial fire at all. And there's one argument that as we get further from the Dobbs decision, more and more people are becoming cognizant of the fact that if they're really focused on abortion, that's a state issue as opposed to a federal issue. But also they're saying it may have been because of the 10-day obsessive coverage surrounding the Queen. And look, we've got a lot of listeners down in Florida, and we want you to all stay safe. With Hurricane Ian potentially approaching this week and hitting somewhere in Florida, there's also the possibility of this story becoming paramount as the midterms move closer. And the reason why I bring this up is we talk a lot about October surprises. And typically an October surprise means something that one party or the other is springing to try to draw attention and maybe swing close elections in their direction. What I would say is the Queen combined with the hurricane, as we approach closer towards October, there may well be national storyline discussions that sort of freeze us in place wherever we are right now. When we come back at the top of the next hour, Buck, I'll tell you some of the details that are out there about this Washington Post poll that came out over the weekend that they immediately buried because it was so bad for Joe Biden. But do you buy into that idea that the MSNBCs and the CNNs of the world were so obsessed with the Queen that it basically knocked most traditional political coverage off the map for much of those 10 days?
Oh, it definitely consumed the news cycle for a while. And I think right now Republicans have generally speaking, the momentum, although anytime you're looking at national level polls and overall generic Republican versus generic Democrat, you and I know what's the House tally going to be. It's not going to be as big as it's been in previous years in wave elections because the Republicans are already in a decent position. It's not a big Democrat majority that can be swept away.
A lot of those races were won in 20, to make your point, because some people are going to say, oh, we're going to pick up 40 or 50 seats. There just aren't that many seats to be picked up.
There aren't enough flips to make it that kind of a number, but it still could end up being a very strong place for Republicans. But additionally, we all know Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania. That's basically going to be the balance of the Senate. I think everyone realizes that. And in those races, it's going to come down to 15,000, 20,000 votes in a few cases, maybe less than that, maybe 5,000. So, you know, it's really tough to look at these sort of snapshots of, well, what does this mean in the national news cycle one time or another? I will say this. Democrats are running out of time for a massive narrative shift.
Yeah.
And I think that the Queen, to the point you're making about that analysis, it ran the clock down a little bit. It was the guy got tackled before he could get to the outside line, Clay. And so then the man with the big clock came along the
outside. The outside line is a phrase that I've never heard before. The sideline.
But the sideline. So the clock continued to
He's
run.
He's out of bounds on the sideline. I think you're right. And look, we hope that Hurricane Ian isn't that bad and doesn't impact a tremendous number of people, but it seems like the Tampa area could be. Tampa hasn't gotten hit hard by a hurricane, to my knowledge, directly in a very long time, that even though this may not be a, you know, Category 5 or a high-level Category 4, although my knowledge, because we have a place on the Gulf, is that the Gulf waters are typically warmer, and so hurricanes typically gain strength as they come across the Gulf. We don't know exactly what that strength is going to be, but it's likely as you look at the next couple of days that the storyline is almost completely going to shift to, because we haven't had any hurricanes. It's been a very quiet hurricane season already, that will become the predominant story this week, maybe more so than anything else.
And also some other things that just have started to, we can talk more about this in the next hour. Price of gas has started to go up a little bit again. You know, Biden has been just churning through the strategic reserve.
Yep.
And that is just a paying people off so they don't realize how crappy the economy is maneuver. You know, we're really supposed to have that for a true energy crunch. We're supposed to have that in case we go to war.
Yes.
Biden is using it to try to buy off voters, and even that's not sufficient. And when you look at all the other economic indicators right now, it'll be the nail in the coffin for Democrats' electoral hopes. If we get a bad jobs number right before, which I think we could, if our last jobs number that comes out is a major whiff for the Democrats.
I think everybody's aware that we're going into a recession if we're not already in one. And I'm on the record as thinking we're already in one, as I think you are as well, Buck. When we come back, latest numbers, Washington Post, ABC poll, what those tell us. Also, New York Times trying to defend, and I think this is an issue that Republicans need to win on in a big way, this idea of underage transgender surgeries. We'll discuss.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.